The next patient is Elizabeth Schwalenberg. The last name is S-C-H-W-A-L-E-N-B-E-R-G. Elizabeth. This is the clinical case of a 66-year-old white female, a patient of Dr. Beltre, B-E-L-T-R-E, that is referred to the office for evaluation of the kidney function. She underwent a laboratory workup recently, and she was found with a serum creatinine of 1.35, a BUN of 13. The serum electrolytes were with the normal limits, and the estimated GFR around 45 mLs per liter. The patient had a microalbumin creatinine ratio 3 months ago, and that was with the normal limits, 9.53. Her serum creatinine has been between 1.3 and 0.8 in the last 2 years. And we have to point, or we have to keep in mind that this patient has been obese, and lately entered into a weight loss program that is consistent with the administration on a weekly basis of semaglutide and a diet. In other words, some of the deterioration of the kidney function could be related to aging process and obesity. Number two, the patient has a depression disorder, and this depression disorder has been approached with the administration of bupropion, milligrams in the morning and 300 milligrams in the afternoon. Clonazepam, 3 times a day, 1 milligram. Duloxetine, 60 milligrams, 2 tablets per day. Ingrezza, 80 milligrams, once a day. Seroquel, 300 milligrams at bedtime. The patient has been facing hypotension, and this hypotension could be associated to the administration of these medications. The patient seems to have a flat affect. However, she has a good sense of humor. She's able to follow a conversation closely. She knows the details of her disease. And I was wondering if the patient could be reevaluated by psychiatry and make adjustment of the medications, even more when the patient has the hypotension. Following number. The patient had atrial fibrillation, ablations were done. The patient has a loop recorder. She had a cardiac catheterization that was clean. A cardiologist is Dr. Parnassa, P-A-R-N-A-S-S-A. She's on Eliquis, 500 milligrams PO-BID. Following number, osteoporosis that is treated with the administration of alendronate, 70 milligrams on weekly basis by the primary. Following number, she was recently found with a hypothyroidism and she was started on levothyroxine, 25 micrograms daily. Following number, vitamin D deficiency. The patient takes 50,000 units on weekly basis. The vitamin D3 level is 114, which is elevated, and for that reason we are going to change it to every other week. Following number, the patient has a history of bronchial asthma that hasn't had any exacerbations lately. We are going to wait for the results of the kidney ultrasound that was ordered for next week, and pre-evaluate the lipids and the laboratory workup in general in order to complete the kidney evaluation. Whether or not the patient cholesterol that was reported at 225 was higher than this prior to losing the 25 pounds is unknown. We are going to give an appointment, follow up with the pertinent laboratory workup. Period, paragraph. I want to thank Dr. Beltre, B-E-L-T-R-E, for the kind referral. Paragraph, we invested 25 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup and the referral. The information that we got out of the computer in the last 3 years, and in the face-to-face we spent 30 minutes and the documentation 10 minutes.